At 9:50 a.m. This morning, police responded to an incident at Stemmers Run Middle School involving a 13-year-old young man who brought a gun to school and threatened his teacher and classmates with that weapon. This young man, an eighth grader from the zip code of 21221, is in our custody at this time. He will be charged as a juvenile. Because juvenile records are not public, we will not be able to identify him at this time, and we are greatly restricted in the information, as the county executive has stated, that we can release. Here are a few facts of the incident, however, that we can release to the public. The in this case, the young man rode a school bus to school this morning. He carried a 25 caliber semi-automatic handgun with him. This weapon is small enough to fit in the palm of your hand, as large as the cell phone that you have in your pocket right now. He also brought with him a 6 to 7 inch hunting knife, which he had in his pocket. The weapon was loaded, a magazine, and one round was, in fact, chambered. The suspect in this case sat through his first period class with the gun in his pocket. At the end of the class, he produced the weapon. He first pointed it at his teacher, then his classmates, then took the weapon and pointed it at himself. The students in the class began to flee the classroom. Another case where our educator, Baltimore County's educator, acted heroically, physically intervening and managing to disarm this young man. The gun fell to the floor. The educator continued to restrain the young man and then summoned help with a handheld radio issued to all teachers in Baltimore County schools. Our school resource officer was in the building down the hallway. When he heard the summons for help, he immediately responded and then took custody of this young man at that point. The students of the school were sheltered in place while the police conducted a limited search of the building and structure. I'm going to jump to the weapon. Detectives are now working to determine how this young man gained custody of that weapon. We'll be talking to family to find out where the gun was owned and how it was stored, and was it stored lawfully. After the Perry Hall shooting on the first day of school, we talked repeatedly about the importance of securing weapons. And I want to restate, and I want to be very strong about this, no matter how you feel about gun control, we should be able to agree on one thing. We need to secure our weapons. The underlying cause or pathology, securing the weapons. And I'm going to show you a couple weapons in a minute that are, in fact, secured at a very, very nominal cost. Maryland law requires gun owners to secure loaded firearms from children 15 years of age or younger. My opinion, however, is let's go above that. Let's secure our weapons, even if the law doesn't require us to, for the safety of our families and others.